Fine. Shemina, Shemina, Shemina. Today, we'll learn together this Rashi, because really, it's a hard Rashi. I don't know if there's any Pshat. I don't know what anyone understands the Pshat. So, Shemina, help us try to understand. Even though we'll read the words. We'll get to start reading the words.
And what page are you on?
Well, then we'll end up, Gimel Amud Aleph, Sechus Machas, Gimel Amud Aleph. We'll start with the Mishnah. First
Mishnah.
That's
3a.
Fine. Shemina, Shemina, Shemina. First, before the Rashi, we're going to start understanding the Mishnah. So let's see the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, two Edom come to Besdin. What do they say? They say, Me'idin anu et ishploni. We are saying Edos on a certain man. Shekiyesh et ishto. That he divorced his wife. Ve'lo natala ktubata. And he never paid her ksuba. Fine. The first of all, we have to say what in the world is the case. What happened over here? Two Edom come and say, this guy got divorced. And he never paid the ksuba. And then they became Edom Zayim. Fine. So first of all, what happened? What's the case? What is? Are they saying? What's the man saying? Two witnesses walk over to a guy and say, you divorced your wife, and you owe her a ksuba. So what's he claiming, first of all? So let's see Rashi. So let's, for step one, what's he saying? Let's see Rashi, the first Rashi. On the Mishnah, Shigireshet Eshto, Rashi says, Gireshet Eshto, befaneinu, but in front of us, beyond Ploni, on a certain day. On a certain day, he said, on Rosh Chodesh Adar, we saw this person, we saw this man give his wife a get and divorce his wife. So now what's the man saying? What's the man trying to say next? What does Rashi say? Vize Omer Zez, the husband is saying, the man is saying, Logi Rashi, I never divorced her. The Enechayiv Laktuba, therefore I'm not responsible to pay her a ksuba. And then what happened? Then Vinimtsu Uzomami, it came out that there was Omer. The Imanu Hayita, with the classic case of two Edom come and say, you're with us, right? And they become Edom Zomami. So the mission wants to know how much do these people have to pay him? Now, first of all, before we understand that,
Imanu
with us, Hayitem, you with us. Yeah, on that day, means two Edom can say, you, Imanu, with us, Hayitem, you were on that day. Now,
well, it's not just saying that for this question. No, we know that's a classic way to do it. We know from the first page.
Now, so first of all,
Hayitem, Imanu.
Yeah, but they, for some reason our Mishnah didn't speak out with that. With, it's interesting. Maybe we should expect you to know it already. The Mishnah didn't say that it was a case of Edom Zayim. And until now, the first Mishnah, you read the first Mishnah, it told us the story. It said, how did Edom come Zayim? We're made in Ish Pliny. Right? The first Mishnah, how did Edom come Zayim? It says clearly, it says clearly, these are just... It says,
the Mishnah doesn't say that, Rashi, because how is it that you don't get confused?
Back in page A, we see the whole story. Also, Rashi says, go on page A to see... Because the world talks about page A, we see a typical case.
That also, but then we understood that the topic was talking about Edom Zayim. So now also, really, we're supposed to understand. So Rashi's topic is out. He's like, topic is out. By the way, just remember, you're in Sechus Machas. I know you got...
You could get confused and think we're not, yeah, not a classic case.
Right. So Rashi's saying, by the way, get back, you know, get your head on straight.
Oh,
perfect. Sorry.
So are they getting Nachas or not?
What?
Are they getting Nachas besides whatever payment?
No, they're not getting Nachas. In this case, we're giving them the case of... Here we're doing the regular halacha of Kasher Zamam. What you Edom plan to do to this man, we should do to you. The issue over here is we're trying to figure out, it's very complicated, what exactly were they trying to do to this man? That's our Mishnah and the Gemara is going to try to figure out. What damage were they damaging this man?
I mean, besides destroying his marriage.
Yeah, you could say, can you say here, you say here that it's not classic, Edom does fall into one of those irregular cases of Edom Zamam because we're not exactly paying out. Well, he would have paid.
No,
if we would have been successful,
he is paying that the whole Gemara.
He would have paid the ketubah, the full amount. But well, now he's not successful. We're going to value it differently.
No, because the whole question is, it is a kasher zama. The whole Gemara is trying to figure out what is the exact damage you were doing to him, so we can do that to you.
No, but if they were truth and they were believed 100%, and then he has to pay the ketubah,
right?
He's paying the full amount. They're saying you got divorced, you had to pay out to him.
If they succeeded, good.
So if they succeeded, then he would have paid
but now he's not.
So they're not getting kasher zama.
But first of all, we look at what they planned on doing. They planned on making him pay her the full ksuba. Let's say it's $6,000. They planned on making him pay $6,000. Now
he would have had to pay $6,000.
We don't know that. What's that? We don't know how much he would have had to pay. That's very complicated. How much he would have had to pay?
Why?
Because we don't know who, if he would have died, the whole Gemara and the Rashi and the whole thing.
But just on the pshat.
It is pshat.
If we say you're correct 100%, he did divorce his wife.
Good.
And he didn't yet pay her out.
Good.
In that divorce case, he would have had to pay her out
the full ketubah.
Fine. Very good.
And therefore, if they're right, And he and then, you know what? I did divorce her and I didn't pay out the full amount. I had to pay out the full amount, no?
That's true, but that's not what happened here. If that was what happened, you're right.
And therefore, because we've got Aiden Zomer then, it's not the case of they pay out what he would have had to pay out.
You're right. I was talking about this with Anand. You're saying by zoning the guy in the box, you're forcing him to pay, right? You're forcing him to pay the full amount.
Yes.
Right? Now, the thing is that the guy in the box, he has the potential of paying it off himself. So what's happening? You're forcing the guy to pay 100%, right? Like the guy, like you're saying, like the guy that the witnesses in the bar, the Zomamim, are stealing from him the $6,000. All right, and you have to bring it back. But that's not what's happening. They're not stealing from him the $6,000. What they're doing is they're forcing him to pay now a full amount.
Yeah.
Right, that potentially he would have paid by himself.
Could have possibly paid by himself. He would have paid back in the future.
Right.
Oh,
through divorce
you're creating a situation of forcing him to pay something that he could potentially pay by himself.
Okay.
It's not exactly stealing the money from him at that time, because he might want to pay that money.
Actually,
or he might die.
It's not cashier's amount.
It is. That's the whole thing.
No,
we're trying to
if they're correct, then he pays $1,000. And if they're not correct, they pay $800.
He's right. It's not
Kasher Zomelin, but it's not. You're looking at it.
I'll give you an example.
Let's say you would have forced him to pay the face value of 1,000 zuz in October today.
Yeah.
Right? Let's say they would have got divorced tomorrow if he wasn't forced to pay him. In a regular case, they would have got divorced tomorrow. Let's say he would have had to pay him 900 zuz tomorrow, for example. Let's say the ketubah went down to face value. But a year from now, 900 zuz. So really, the Adam Zayman, all they did was they just caused him a loss of $100. They didn't cause him a loss of all because he would have had to pay that.
It's not a matter of devaluation or inflation. It's a matter of the time. How much are you? I want to borrow money, and I have to pay it back. How much am I willing to? It's sort of like ribbis.
You can strike this option. But now that you have this amount of time left before this happens,
Mike, I got time to worry about it.
That's the Gemara. Good. So it's three explained a little bit. So just to explain it a little bit, maybe we're really seeing the Gemara. The Gemara really is trying to figure out how this works. The whole Mishnah and the Ark we're trying to figure out now is the rest of the Mishnah and the Gemara. That's really what's going to happen. So it's not like we're so. Yeah, fine. So just before we get to the case, how you evaluate it, let's just take back up for a second. So first of all, if you just want to think about it, is that let's say the man has a 6,000, like the Gemara is going to say, the man has a field worth $6,000. That was the Gemara, right? And now it could be he would have ended up giving this lady the $6,000 anyways in a week from now if they get divorced, correct? So in the Zeman didn't necessarily make him lose this field because this field would have been lost anyway. So the question is, so what are you going to tell me? You made him lose it today instead of losing it in a week from now. So that's one of the pshat in the Gemara. So you evaluate the difference between now and a week from now. That's what Gemara is going to say. So what we're trying to do is...
But it doesn't answer the question. Because my question is, the amount that the court is going to make the Adim Zomamim pay is less than the amount that he would have to pay if they're correct. If they're believed, he has to pay 6,000. And if they're not believed, and they're Zomamim, he has to pay less.
There's
a good reason why. You'll feed all the sfaras about how much it's worth and its market value.
But the problem is, but the way we have to focus
on
the Kasher Zaman. We have to look, what did you plan on damaging him?
6,000.
It's not true. They don't. It's not true.
Yes, because if they're correct,
next week he's paid. If this guy didn't read his Ganesh Shalom, he turned in the garbage.
He has to take out his wallet.
So for today,
$6,000.
Does that mean he lost $6,000?
Doesn't mean he was lost.
He anyway.
Would have paid it next week anyway.
Doesn't matter.
Of course it matters, because that day didn't make him lose it.
If on that same day, we're talking about the same case, the same day, Tuesday afternoon, the court says, you're wrong, you have to pay, you did divorce her. He has to take out $6,000. On that Tuesday afternoon, if the court says, you know what, there's Zolomim, you got how much are you going to have to pay? $4,000.
Yeah, you know
what? There's a different answer on the same day. If it was a man, he would have paid $6,000.
You're right that you made him lose $6,000 today. It's true. Today you made him shell out $6,000. Yes. But if he would have to shell it out next week, if he would have to pay $6,000 next week, are you going to tell me that I made him lose $6,000 and he would have never lost? Make me like this. There's a bank account with $6,000. And this guy took it out of that bank account. And he would have paid the same next week, he would have paid the same exact $6,000. So that's not what he lost. See, he lost, let's say, a week of his money being invested. And the good, or all the payers that the Gemara said, all the fruits that could have come out, all the ribbis and all the interest that he's taking from the Goyim in that week. So that's what he lost.
But you're talking about two different values.
What is that?
Wives and husbands.
We're going to get to which value to focus on. Good.
Shouldn't it be easy to prove if a person is divorced or not?
So that's what we wanted to get to. So everybody's ready to go into the Gemara. Before we get into the Gemara, the Rishonim asked right here, we don't understand what's the case. Some guy walks into Beth Din, two people walk into Beth Din, two clans, and they say, this guy got divorced, right? This guy got divorced, and he never paid a ksuba.
Where's his wife?
So first of all, where's his wife? What's going on here?
And where's the get?
Where's the get? Fine.
I still think they needed to be clogged.
Not only that. So the second part of his anecdote is that he didn't pay it.
So what are they being deemed?
We didn't see him pay?
Right. So it could be best instance, where's her get? So really, it's not so hard. If you ask her where's her get, she doesn't have to have her get with her. Because let's say we can't forget that. She says I was in America. Let's say, so first of all, where's her get? It's not such a big question, because usually the way it works is the Beis Din anyway keeps the get, and they give you a receipt usually. They don't know where it is, the Beis Din burnt down. Something happens, some hypothetical case, she has no get.
But they're witnesses.
But the bigger question is, the witnesses saw them get divorced. Fine. We believe you witnesses. You said that someone just burnt down the courthouse, they're upset at them, this get's not it. Fine. However, the problem is, how could they prove that this guy never paid her a ksuba? What, they're with him 24 hours a day since he got divorced? They're with him every second? So what's the case? So the real Rishonim said a very simple answer. Why is he admitting?
Because he said, because I didn't divorce her.
Very good. That's what Rishonim said. If you say I didn't get divorced, then that's as if you're saying I didn't pay his tshuva. There's a Gemara. It's even a Gemara. So really, even though it's logic, we really need a little more Gemara to say. It's saying it's logic because the Gemara says. Let's say you have a guy, Gemara tshuva says like this. Let's say two eidim come and say. You owe this person $6,000, right? I said, Tzvi, you owe Reuven $6,000, right?
That's it.
Pounds.
Worth.
I said, you owe Reuven $6,000, 6,000 pounds. Good? Fine. So you owe him 6,000 pounds, fine? You say, it never happened, you never borrowed. You say, you never borrowed? I say, I saw you borrow from him 6,000. You say, it never happened, right? Now, what's the halacha? That says, if you say you never borrowed, how do I know? Maybe you really paid him back, the Gemara says. Right? Me and another guy come and say, we saw you borrow 6,000 pounds from Reuven.
Right.
You say you never borrowed it. The Beis Din says, Ratzvi shella 6,000 pounds. How do we know you didn't pay it back? We just saw you borrow it.
Because you say you never paid it back.
If you say you never borrowed, the Gemara says that means you're testifying yourself you never paid it back. So if you say you never borrowed, and we eight of them are going against you, so we win you. We say you did borrow.
Two witnesses.
So we say you did borrow. Now, if you said you didn't borrow, that means automatically means you didn't pay back. Right. So it's the same thing here. Not when they're mixed us. It says, if you say you didn't borrow, that means you didn't pay back.
Why should you pay if you never borrowed?
If you didn't borrow, but doesn't he have to swear in a Torah?
What?
No.
There's no swearing. Two eight of them come against you. There's no swearing. One eight is a swearing. Two eight. So Gemara says the same thing here. If this guy says I never divorced her, so that means he's admitting himself that I never gave. So it's a very simple case. He said I never divorced her. Obviously means he never paid the ksuba. So if two of them are saying that we saw you divorced her, he said I never divorced her. So that means you never paid the ksuba. In your words, they say you never paid her ksuba. So therefore, we have two of them coming against this guy. Two of them coming and say you owe ksuba. He's saying I never got divorced. He's right. And therefore, I don't owe ksuba. So now the halacha is in the Muslim owe him what they tried to damage him. Now the $1 million question is, what exactly are they trying to damage him? What was the value of their damage that damaged him? What? How in the world do we figure out what they damaged him? So that's the first step over here. Fine, so at least you got the case a little bit clear. Fine, so they come in and said, let's see the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, let's see the Mishnah again. Me'idim anu et ish ploni. We are saying it is on a certain man. Shegiresh et ishto, that he divorced his wife. Ve'lo natal k'tuvatar, which, and we're saying, really, it comes out automatically. It comes out, we're assuming he never gave her a k'tuva. Now, so kind of according to what we said, it's not really the Edim saying they know for sure he didn't give her a k'tuva. It's, we also figured out on our own, because he's right. Saying he never divorced her. Fine. So what are the Edim? So now, automatic, what would you say? Maybe first step you would say, like what Reuben said, you make this guy lose 6,000. Maybe. They were trying to make him lose 6,000. The first thing you would think is maybe he has to pay, the Edim Zoman has to pay him 6,000. But the Gemara said, 1 second. They could claim, V'alo, isn't it, Ben Hayom or Ben Lamachar, between today and tomorrow. So if only tell Akhtuvata, there's a good chance in the end he'll give her a k'suba. Tomorrow they might get divorced, right?
Or he might die.
Or he, so the Gemara right now is saying, right, or he might die. So which means by tomorrow he will give her a k'suba. So we're saying, they're saying that he should pay k'suba shela $6,000. But they're not necessarily making him lose that money out of the bank account. It could be it would have came out of his bank account tomorrow anyways at $6,000. So how in the world do we figure out how much they owe? That's the mission wants them. Right, that's the mission saying. They come and say, he owes her a k'suba, he never paid her a k'suba, and then they rashi, they became Edom Zomim. But isn't it that between today and tomorrow, he might have shelled out that $6,000 anyway from his account? So they didn't really make him lose that money.
Or he could have lost $100.
No, the Gemara would not come. The mission, I'm reading the words of the mission. Mission says, anyway, he would have lost the whole thing. There's the words of the mission before.
But at some point.
It's not, I'm saying, I'm reading the words of the mission. The mission says, anyway, he would have lost the whole k'suba tomorrow. I'm saying it's true what you're saying. We're going to get to it. In the Mishnah, it says, anyway, he would have lost the entire k'suba tomorrow. The entire k'suba tomorrow. So you didn't necessarily make him lose $6,000. He would have paid it tomorrow anyways. So what do you do? So the Mishnah says, a little bit complicated. Omdim means we evaluate. Right? Omed, we evaluate. We evaluate. Kama adam rotzeli ten b'ktuvata shelzu. How much would a person want to give for this k'suba? She'im. Now, what's the question? How much would a person want to buy such a k'suba? Right now, what's the like Rav Tzvi wants to say option contract? What's the quite like? What's the two like? What's the two stud and what's the two like?
What's the evaluation.
The evaluation at what? What's the different size? How to evaluate this? Like this. So come of the how much should parents like k'tuba shel zuk? What she'im net almana net kasha. On one hand, if she becomes almana, she becomes a widow, or she gets divorced, then you have to speak out. Then she gets the k'suba. That means this person would gain the money from the k'suba. And if, however, if she dies, if she dies, Yerushena Baal the Baal Yashiner, which means automatically, if the Baal gets a Yerusha, the Baal inherits her, that means automatically no one collects the Ksuma. So how much would a guy want to buy this insurance policy? That's what it's called. I don't know what it's called in, what's it called in Reuven?
Right.
How much would a person want to buy from her? The Gemara is going to say, as it is, there's a Pashup shot in the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to say, it doesn't make sense. At least if he wants shot. How much would someone, how do we evaluate the value of this Ksuma that we made him lose? The Mishnah seems like it's saying, we evaluate how much would someone want to buy her off her this k'suba. We come to this lady, we say like this.
Take off this cloth.
I want to buy your k'suba from you. I'm an insurance broker. I like making investments. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm making investments. I like investing my money. What do you do? This guy's an interesting type of guy. He goes over to ladies and asks them to buy their k'suba. Let's say a lady broker. She goes over to all her friends. I want to buy all your ladies' k'subas. I want to make investments. I want to make money. Right? So he says, how much... So let's say her k'suba is $6,000, right?
So you want to discount
it. How much is it going to be? Right, how much is it going to be worth her k'suba on the market? We're going to put this thing, give it to a guy. Right? How much is her k'suba worth? Now, what goes into the equation? Two things. There's really three things in the equation. It's two against one. On one hand, if she dies, right, then, no, she doesn't collect her k'suba. All her money goes to him.
Right.
So let's say there's a 30% chance she'll die.
Money and property.
The 30% chance she'll die, right? So good. So now on that 30, there's a 30% chance that this k'suba will never be collected, right? The k'suba is only collected either he dies or he divorces her. So 30% chance this k'suba is going to go down the drain. No one's, you can't collect with it, right? On the other hand, let's say there's another 35% chance the Baal will divorce her. She'll get divorced. Then she will, this k'suba will be worth money. Another 35% chance that he'll die first, right? Let's say. So 70% chance on one hand that 75%. I'm saying 35 and 30. I'm just saying an easy example. 35% chance he'll die. Let's say we checked out the thing. You know, she's 30% chance she'll die. She's healthier than him. 35% chance she'll die first. Let's say 35% chance. yeah, let's say she's a little older.
Does that
she's a little
life
younger.
Insurance.
Yeah, life insurance.
So does that
yeah.
Insurance?
And then
does
you go.
Evaluate his own thing. It's figure out how much you pay life insurance.
Yeah, and then 35% chance how much he'll die for, so he'll divorce her. And then we'll see. They make the chesed. So come after, let's say in this scenario, there's a 70% chance that he'll end up paying her ksuba. That she'll collect the ksuba. And 30% chance she won't collect the ksuba. So how much would a person buy since a ksuba, insurance ksuba broker? Right? You would pay 70%. Since there's a 70% chance that this ksuba will get collected, he'll only pay 70% of 6,000. Now take out your calendars. Take out your calculators.
4,200.
Fine. Right.
You pay a discount on market value.
No, you pay. No, you don't pay discount. That's what you pay. You pay. That's the value.
You pay a discount on the market value.
If you want to make money,
you want to make profit. If you buy for the market value, no, you're not making anything.
Fine. I'm saying fine. I'm just giving an example. Fine.
50%.
Fine. Say 50%. Whatever you want. But the point is,
discount you want to do the notes being discounted to a present value.
So we're trying to see how much does this ksuba go for on sale. You want to sell it in the ksuba broker? Sit down in the office.
Sell it now.
What?
It's like a bar. It's like a bar. Same thing with a 3-year bond.
Buy $500. Sell it.
A better example.
Sit down. Give a guy a discount. Go for market value now. Make a big profit right now. Why wait?
Could try if a guy's interested in buying. He's not going to want. He's going to only buy it for the same value. Fine. We say, what's the value though?
I'll pay $500.
Okay, fine. That's it. Let's go. You want to do ksus? Okay, it's a little hard to deal with the ladies, but whatever. You get a lady broker to deal with the old lady. That's enough for the ksus. Right?
Okay,
whatever. It's a little complicated. She has to keep the ksus by her, really, but she'll figure it out. She'll write her contract. When the lady writes her contract, if I ever collect my ksus, I'll give you a ksus.
She has to collect from his estate, so that's a big secret.
Say it fine. Right. Okay, so let's just say simple before we get into what's it called. Let's just say the simple.
Also, we had to forget about land. Land has produce on it. What's the value of the produce throughout the period of time?
Good, fine. Well, you're right. Let's just, before, then Gemara's going to say that in a little bit in that. That's when the Gemara makes it more complicated in Rashi. Right now, we want to just try to at least read the words of the Mishnah before we understand what's wrong. Fine. So, as of now, that's so. Now, the Gemara wants to say something interesting. If two Edom come and tell us that this guy has to pay Ksuba today, right? But we say, yeah, but it could be any way he would have paid the Ksuba tomorrow. So, what are the Edom's argument damaging him? They're damaging him. Let's take this ksuba and see how much would a person pay for this ksuba today to buy it off her, right? So if they would say 70% of the value, that means there was a 70% chance he would have paid the ksuba anyways, right? So let's make an easy example. Let's say the ksuba was worth $100. It's not, but let's say he had a ksuba worth $100. So it comes out on the market value, there was a 70% chance we evaluated that he would have paid the ksuba. Nachon? So how much of the Edom's not even make him lose by making him pay the ksuba now? 30%. $30. He would have paid the ksuba anyway next week. Mm-hmm. So there was a 70% chance, according to the evaluators, he would have paid the ksuba anyways. So it comes out. He would have paid $70 of the ksuba anyways. So what were they making him lose, it comes out, in the value, meaning if you would put it on a market value? $30, 30%. That's the Gemara's chayim. So again, these Edom come to the guys, chanan, two Edom come to Ben and say, this guy owes a ksuba, and it's a lie. Right? So how much do they make him lose on a value? You put this, how do we figure out how to make him lose? So we say, how much would someone buy this ksuba in the market? Which means, how much, what's the percentages that it would have really been that this guy would have paid up the ksuba? Right? That's because that's how much someone would have paid for. So if it's 70%, so there's a 70% chance anyway this guy would have paid up the ksuba. So when Edom come and say, you owe a ksuba, they're not making him lose the whole $100. And the value, they're only making him lose $30 because there's a 70% chance he would have paid it anyways. So that's the Gemara saying as of now. Again, the Gemara said, how in the world do you figure out how much to pay for this ksuba? Right? Let's say the ksuba was $100. Did we make him lose $100? Did they even make this guy lose $100? Not necessarily. It could be anyway he would have got divorced tomorrow. He would have lost the money anyway. Could have got divorced or died tomorrow, and he would have paid the same $100 anyways. So they didn't make him lose $100 necessarily. So how do we figure out what they made him lose? How do we figure out?
The question in the mission is, how much did they pay?
How much did they pay?
The question.
So we're saying, do a funny thing. Take her ksuba, see how much it would go on the market. How much would this ksuba sell on the market? A ksuba broker, insurance broker, wants to pay for her ksuba, right? So if there's a 70% chance that he'll pay it, 30% chance he'll never pay the ksuba, she'll die first. So this ksuba on the market is worth 70% of the value. So which means there's a 70% chance the husband would have paid the ksuba.
The ksuba is worth 30%.
No, the ksuba.
He's
going to
pay the
70. There's a 70% chance he would have paid anyways.
Right.
So, which means, what's the Eidim making him lose? So, what were the Eidim making him pay today? Well, how much were they making him lose? What was in their percentage? 30% only.
Right.
The discount.
What came off of it?
For her.
Oh. What do you say, Rabbi Brown? You want to know why it works like that? They wanted to try to figure out why it works. He was saying something very simple. What did they make him lose? If they tell a guy, you have to pay your ksuba today instead of tomorrow. Right? And he might pay it tomorrow. How do we in the world, is there any way to understand how much they're making him lose now?
No, because we don't know when he would have had to pay up or if he would have had to pay up.
Oh, fine. So we don't really know because we're not in the Nevi'im. We don't know if he's going to die, he's going to give her a ksuba. But there is a market value, there is a way to figure out a little bit what's going on.
You can't just do it. One, divorce was very, very rare.
So you do
even
it according
to the
divorce.
Now it's very rare. Two, life expectancy was actually pretty good.
I understand. So you take everything into consideration. I was just giving even numbers. There has to be some type of value. So good. So you'll say that there's. What I was just giving easy numbers. 35, 35. So you want to say that there's a 70% chance he will pay.
So what's the connection between not knowing when he would have to pay to her?
This value.
Yeah.
Because we're saying how much would this value go on? How much could you sell this to him? So I'll tell you. Really, the Gemara is going to say. So that's really the Gemara's question. Rabbi Brahm's asking, seeing how much the value for she could sell the ksuba for, right? You're taking this number and you're throwing this number onto him. You're saying, taking how much someone would buy the ksuba for, right? Then you're saying, so let's say there's 30% chance he would have never paid the ksuba, right? According to the evaluators. So you say that you ruined him 30%. So Rabbi Brahm's really asking, how do you just connect those two things? Meaning, what do you say? Take her and evaluate her how much someone would buy a ksuba from her, right? And then, whatever is the missing amount, let's say 30%, that's how much you're trying to steal from him. Okay, if there's a 70% chance that he would have paid a ksuba, right? So when Eidim say you have to pay a ksuba, nachon? How much are they really making him lose? What's the percentages that they're making him lose? Meaning,
we don't know how much he's going to lose in the future. So we're trying to take the future and calculate the future now.
Uh-huh.
We do that through the market value.
Exactly.
Therefore, we put that on him.
Exactly. That's
we're
the one.
We're taking his future, and through using this vehicle of calculating the market value, with that we're compacting the future into the now, and, uh-huh. and we're taking that and putting it on him. So really,
good.
But they're two different values, the husband's value and the wife's value.
It's true, we're going to get to that. They're right now, they weren't Nachot. That's what the wife's
two
value.
Nachot,
the wife's
going to get to that.
The wife's going
to
get to that.
It's
the right
to do it.
Nachot, the wife's going to get to that. Now, but you asked her, you asked me before a good question. Like, this, you're saying right now is the only way to do it, but in a way, it doesn't really make so much sense because you're taking how much she would sell her
ksuba for sure.
Yeah, so this is just because she would sell her ksuba, like the Lamasha. If the Eidim Zomim were going against her, let's say they said this lady forfeited her ksuba for whatever reason.
Value.
And let's say Eidim Zomim would say she forfeited her ksuba. Whatever, she did something, she lost her ksuba, right? And then it comes out it's not true. Then it makes sense to see how much her ksuba was worth to sell it, and then pay her back for that. Because they were trying to make her lose her ksuba, right? But here, it's really, you can't really figure out how if you would have died, if you would have not died. You can't really figure out the whole story here. So it's not really connecting. It's not really like a good... It's not a perfect, like...
No, but you can figure out. Right now, somebody's willing to pay for it.
Oh, so, good. So you want to say...
That has no connection to how much you would have actually paid for it.
Right, you're saying it's the best option, how much someone would have paid for it now. But it's not really... It's not really the right...
Not 100%.
It's not exactly what they want to do to him. We're saying, we have no idea how to figure it out, so...
At this moment... That's what somebody would pay for it. At this moment.
Oh, so you want to say...
It's
but,
not... Don't
yeah,
look
but
at it
second,
from
but,
his perspective that he wants to
right.
pay it off... And he's not getting a payoff. No. At this moment, that's the damage. Because at this moment, that's what somebody's
buying. Yeah, but the problem is, but who do you have to buy it off from? You're supposed to be buying it off from the man or the lady?
Well, Gemara says from her.
Awesome. Say, if you're buying it from her, then it doesn't make sense to give that to him. If someone would have bought that from her,
right.
It's still a little hard to understand that how he gets involved in this whole...
Damage is based on the future that's unknown. The damage is... So that's the problem. The damage is they could have got divorced in a year from now.
But you could say like this, how much would he have bought off her ksuba from her?
Right. How much would he have bought it off? Right at the second.
So since he could have bought it off from her, then there was... Yeah, Rav Ruben, what do you say?
The Rashi goes on the other way.
Rashi. Which Rashi? The big Rashi?
The
scary one?
The Omdin.
Rashi
goes on the fact that he's selling his debt. They're not buying it from her. He's selling, he's getting rid of his
but own. I know, but the Gemara is saying there's no such thing he can't sell his ksuv. I understand that. I'm saying, it's true. Right now we're looking at that's a huge, because Rav Ramos is saying it doesn't make sense how much he would sell him. He's not selling it, she's selling it. I'm saying, I was just going to the Gemara a little bit. You're not holding right. Right now it's saying how much
that's how you would understand it when you read the Mishnah. This is because it's his loss. So what's his loss? So Rashi says, I'll show you where he's got a loss. He's got a loss. That's what Rashi's saying. Yes, he would not have shut out. He would have lost the money. He would have right? We're talking about where he sells the obligation. But he pays to take this obligation off my hand.
Yes, where's Rashi say? Rashi says, "Sheim nisay." How much would a person want to give for this tzuba? Om the kama the sheim nis amalin is kasha. You to let it like the buyer would take it.
Yafsid me otav shenatan. That's the amount he lost.
No, but yafsid me otav. This person, meaning the investor.
No.
Yeah, the investor would lose the money. That's what it told me. It's saying the imesa, if she would die, her baal would yarshin her, and therefore he'll lose his money that he invested.
No,
he's saying
he lose the money he had to pay to sell the.
No, he's saying the investor. No one gave money here. The baal didn't give money here. We're making
so
an evaluation.
How much he would have to pay to sell this on
the market?
Why is he paying to sell?
Because it's the other way around. It shows why he's got a loss. We're trying to show why he's got a
loss. Right, I'll tell you.
And that's the beginning of the Rashi here.
That's a mistake. Rashi. And he said Rashi's in the world of Lakeach. Now you tied it back into the husband. Rashi's in the world of Lakeach. Rashi, you evaluate how much
a
pot
pays.
Nachon.
At the beginning of the Rashi, the Lakeach pay. Why does the Lakeach pay out?
He's buying it for the lady. He's buying how much he would
pay. No, he's buying it from the husband. He's buying the debt.
There's no such thing. How do you buy a debt for the lady?
Why is the Lakeach going to have to pay out?
No, the guy's not buying a debt. Who wants to buy debts? Why do you want to buy debt?
Because that's why. Because
he's going to pay to acquire the debt.
He buys the debt.
Right now from the buyer to acquire the debt.
It's the other half of an options contract. You've got a buyer and a seller. In either side, you've got one selling the debt, one buying the debt. So you've just got the other side of the equation. So he's doing it from the other side, and
then right, fine. So you're right. So in Rashi, you're buying from him. You're buying it the other way around. But the Gemara's got, I'm reading the Gemara. The Gemara's going to try to figure out who you're buying it from. The Gemara's trying to figure out who you're buying it from. Correct. So right now, we're saying you're buying from him. The opposite, saying you're buying from him. How much would someone buy this ksuba from him today? Nachon. Good. So how much would someone buy this ksuba from him? Which
he
means
he doesn't have to.
Which
means he has to deal with from him.
He would have to pay. Right.
So on this portion.
He's got. What's he saying? If this is an obligation, I'm going to have to pay $1,000 to my wife if I divorce her. Right? It's an obligation to pay $1,000. I'm gonna give. So I don't want it. I don't want to have to pay $1,000. I'm gonna give it to someone else. I'm gonna pay you. I'm gonna pay you to take this off my hands.
No, I'm gonna give it. You can buy it to me for $500.
No. I'm saying it's a debt.
No,
you have
a debt.
Whoever buys this,
if there's a debt,
the tuba is going to have to pay my wife. You're going to have to pay my wife.
She dies and you get everything.
So
it's not really a debt that he's...
It's a maybe debt. It's a suffix debt. It's a suffix. A maybe.
It's a roll of dice.
This is a potential $1,000. You might have
how
a
much discounted.
How much?
Yeah, fine, good. You're saying the same
how
thing. You're saying the same thing.
How much money do I have to give you?
And I say the same thing. You're just talking English or you're American. You're saying the same thing.
It's X and Y.
You're saying the same thing. Everybody's good.
It's roughly equivalent to investing in an insurance company. Because an insurance company has to pay off
fine.
Debt when the person dies.
It's like, why do I like insurance policy? Somebody's assuming
these fine. So again, so everybody's saying, I'm trying to get it clear. It's very hard. Gemara, Rashi, Baksham, everybody's trying to understand it over here. So I was going to Gemara. The Gemara is going to ask which way I was ready on the other. I was ready the next step. Good. So kind of like this. The way Reuven wants to explain the Gemara, how does Reuven want to explain the case? As Reuven wants to say, Rashi's learning the case. Oh, you want to know how much would this husband want to sell? Let's say a husband. He wants to sell a ksuba. He can't deal with the lachas. I don't know. I'm going to have to pay a ksuba. I'm not going to have to pay a ksuba. I want to get this off my head. I don't want to have to deal with paying a ksuba, not paying a ksuba. He said, every time I want to get divorced, I don't. Yeah, every time he wants to get. Fine. So really, it's a funny thing. Yeah, fine. So he wants to sell. This guy wants to sell his ksuba, right? How much could he sell his ksuba for, right? So if there's a 70% chance he's going to have to pay the ksuba, right? And a 30% chance he's not going to pay it, it's going to be very expensive for him. The investor is only going to pay. How much is the investor going to pay? If a guy didn't want to invest in him, this guy's going
to
pay.
How much is he going to have to give?
Give.
The investor.
So he's going to pay much less.
He's going to have to give
the face value.
70%, right. If there's a 70% chance his husband is going to end up paying the ksuba,
right?
There's a 70% chance this guy is going to pay the ksuba. Nachon? The 35% chance he's going to die, 35% chance he's going to get divorced, right? So he wants to sell his suit to somebody else. $1,000. How much would he sell it? How much is he going to pay the guy to take it off his head? $700. He has to pay somebody $700. Nachon? Because that's the percentage that he's going to have to pay off. The other 30%, there's 30% he's not going to pay, so he won't pay. So it comes out.
He's paying $700.
So someone takes this thing.
Somebody takes this thing and then has the option to either not pay it. It
depends what happens in the later.
Pay it.
Yeah. So.
And they're doing 70. They paid $700.
So it comes out. So now. So
they might get $700, or they might have to pay. No, right. They paid $700.
They're gonna think he's gonna pay then.
Or he might give the $700 that they got from him.
And they'll figure out what to do with the money.
They might have to pay it down.
So when Adam Zayman came, and said this guy owes a ksuba, he would have been willing to shell out today anyway $700 for this ksuba.
Right.
So they only made him lose
right.
$300. So they should pay him $300. Meaning, if Adam Zayman come to this guy, say you owe ksuba, we're saying what he could be, he would have paid tomorrow. Say, let's see, how much would this guy be willing to sell to pay someone to take his ksuba from his hands? If someone's willing to pay 70% of it, because there's 70% chance he's going to pay it. So he would have been.
Wouldn't be 70% chance. If I'm willing to pay, if I'm going to give $700,
right? Yeah, that means there's 70% chance you're going to pay your ksuba.
Right, but there's still 30% chance that you're not going to pay.
Good, so that means.
So wouldn't you pay maybe $800 on it?
No, let's say I'm fine.
Because you have the potential of making $1,000. So would you pay more?
No, I'm not for sure. There's no making of it.
You pay less.
Either losing or not losing. You're not going to make money over here. Because it's a lose-lose situation.
You want to give everybody else a good deal.
Fine. You can figure out exactly what's happening with the numbers after, but how, like, I'm just giving an example. You're going to lose.
You either make $700
or you lose $1,000.
Right.
So a guy would be, some guy in the market would say, this guy, there's a 70% chance he's going to pay his ksuba.
Right.
30% chance she'll die first. He's not going to pay his ksuba. So this Baal, his husband, is willing to shell out $700 to someone to take his ksuba off his head. Nachon? He's giving someone, it could be have to pay $1,000. Fine. So it comes out when the Zayman tell him, you have to pay up this ksuba today. How much did they really make him lose? They didn't make him lose $1,000 because he would have been willing to shell out $700 today anyway to get the ksuba off his head. So that means, how much were they really making him lose in the market value? $300. Since the Baal would have been willing to sell his ksuba to take it off his head to $700, right? So he was willing to pay today $700 to give away this ksuba, take it off his head. So in the Zohar is saying, you have to give today $1,000.
Right.
So today, how much did they lose by making him shell out $1,000 today?
$300.
So what did the Edom Zaytim do to him? Say, what you do to him, we should do back to you. They were making him lose $300. They were forcing him to pay shell out
$300. He was willing to do it. At this time, yeah. Any minute right now, I'm willing to pay $700 because it gets me out of the whole situation.
So that's, even in this specific situation, the guy wasn't ready to do that, but that's the market value would have been. I mean, that just gives us, like Ram said, that gives us like the perspective to understand what's going on over here. The market, we really have no idea what's going to happen. But for the market value, that's what gives us the idea to understand a little bit how much you lost.
The market value from his side, how much he's willing to get rid of this thing.
And therefore, we figure out how much they were, so whatever's extra on that, that means they were trying to make him lose. So that's what they were doing to him. So that's what the Gemara said, that's what the Mishnah wants to say. So again, we have a very hard case here. Two Edom kind of, they're like troublemakers. They want to like invest in like scratching their head. They thought Bessin is not going to chafer do kasher zama. So I said, we'll do it to him. Bessin is not going to know how to get us back. So again, what's the story here? Two Edom come to Bessin and they say, Reuven divorced his wife, or some guy, Shimon divorced his wife, and he didn't give her a ksuba. Shimon said, I never got divorced. Shimon said, I never got divorced, it never happened. Fine? Two Edom come running in and say, how could you see Shimon get divorced? You were with us eating pizza. You weren't there. Hey, you weren't there. Rosh Chodesh Adar. So they become Edom Zayman, right? Now the Shailos, we should do to them what they want to do to him. The question, what were they trying to do to him? What was the damage they were doing to him? If the ksuba was $1,000, they weren't necessarily damaging him $1,000 because it could be tomorrow he would have paid the ksuba anyway. It could be he would have divorced her tomorrow and taking that same $1,000 out of his bank account. So they didn't make him lose $1,000 just now. So how in the world do we figure out what they were trying to make him lose? So you see, how much was this guy willing to sell his ksuba today? Right. To an insurance broker. How much would he pay? How much would he pay somebody to take the ksuba from him today? How much would he pay them? So if he would pay 70%, because there's a 70% chance I'll pay his ksuba, so then it comes out, he would have been willing to shell out anyway $700 on this ksuba today to someone to take it over his head. So when they made him shell out $1,000 to have his bank account, it means they were making him lose $300. So make them pay him. They say the Zohar have to pay him $300.
Is this the Rashi that?
This long the next the Rashi and the Gemara.
Oh,
the Rashi and the Gemara. Because I'm going to say it's him. It's her. What's the Gemara start? Which is just the beginning. Rashi didn't get into it. It's going to get more common. Maybe she evaluate her. Maybe she evaluate him. Her. This is just the beginning of this whole thing. We're just starting. It's pretty big Rashi. It's hard to. It's not to work because it's long. Just understand the pshat. Fine. So again, let's see the Mishnah inside again. Even under which plenty, we're saying it is on this person shagirish as he divorced his wife. But lo natan la ksuba, so he didn't give her ksuba, right? Because good. Now the Mishnah said, let's see. Maybe first thing you would guess, you say they're making him lose $1,000. They should lose $1,000. Mishnah says right away you can't do that. But lo, but isn't it? Bein hayom ben lamachar, between today and tomorrow, so far in the end, litein la ksuba, he's going to give her ksuba anyways. So it could be tomorrow anyway, he's going to shell out $1,000. So what do we do? Omdim, we evaluate, kama adam rotze litem iktubata shelzu. How much would a person be willing to give for this ksuba? Okay, the Lashon Mishnah is a little hard. The Gemara is going to ask which way it's going. But at least, according to Rashi, he's saying, the other over here means this man. How much would this man be willing to give? We're seeing the Gemara, could we call it in a different case? How much would this, kama adam, who's the adam, Reuven? How much would a person want to give for this too? Meaning, according to this, the husband. How much, but it could be another way to learn. But according to this, how much would a husband want to give this ksuba, shelzu? Now, what's the option? What's the, like, the decision based on? What's the valuation based on? She'imnet almana onet garsha, that if he's going to get divorced, or she'll become an almana, she'll become a widow, get divorced, then they'll have to pay out, she'll have this whole ksuba, the whole $1,000. However, if she dies first, her husband will yashin her, he'll inherit her, and therefore this person will be off the hook and not have to pay ksuba at all.
Now, let me ask you a question. Did they evaluate here if he potentially is an inheritor? He potentially is an inheritor.
Of her.
Of her.
Yeah.
Now, if they claim that he's divorced, and he's not divorced, and she dies, they're basically cutting him off of his inheritance.
It would come out, but that didn't happen yet. Meaning, if it would have happened already so quick, right? But we're just looking at what happened in the Hamada Bedin. You're right. If the story goes further, and it would have been passed and invested all further, they would be, you're right.
No, I'm saying maybe, aren't they tied?
Not right now. It didn't happen yet. And so there's no Hamada Bedin invested. There was no stamp that Bestin gave that this guy already owes her a ksuba. Meaning, an Edom Zayman has to be the Bestin already decided this verdict on the guy in the box.
Right.
So your case, your whole story didn't happen.
There is a guy in the box.
I'm saying,
guy in the box, the people who are zomaming him, right? The zomified, people that are getting zomified, are potentially forcing this guy to lose out on her inheritance.
But it didn't happen in Bestin yet. Because in Bestin, they, as of now, only damage that happened officially with the stamp was, they said you have to give it to Suma. That didn't happen yet.
Their testimony is forcing him to give it to Suma.
Right. That didn't the rest of it didn't happen yet.
Okay,
it wasn't stamped in Bestin. So it's not a problem. Only whatever stamped in Bestin as of now. Right. Theoretically, if that already happened, everything was in Bestin, it went through all the files, you'd be right. But we don't want it's complicated enough, I think.
There's a loss that you would potentially be getting also.
It's true, but the case is more simple. Didn't happen yet. You want to make things more complicated. Yeah,
but if it
didn't make sense.
But it didn't happen. We're saying
if you're evaluating
on what he has to pay out, you should have evaluated on what he's going to potentially come in.
Yeah, 100%. Let's try to see these rashes. At least let's start rashes. I'm just going to try to finish the Rashi. If Jorah walks in, we'll stand up. Just trying to finish the Rashi. Don't worry. I'm going to get up. The second he walks in, we'll stop. Short. Yeah. Fine. It's Tuesday. Fine.
Oh, it's Tuesday.
Yeah. Fine. So let's see the Rashi. Fine. So let's see which Rashi. Let's start Rashi together. Let's see your first Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi says, Shegiresha Tishto. We're saying testimony that this guy divorced his wife. Now, what's the case? You Rashi, the heading with the Rashi. He divorced his wife in front of us, beyond plenty on a certain day. Now the Zeh, and this, the husband, Omer, he says, Loge Rashi, I never divorced her, the eni chayav la ksuba, and therefore I'm not chayav to her ksuba. Now what happens, v'nimtzu zayimin, it comes out that they're really edim zayimin, v'imanu hayitim, with the classic case, the edim zayimin say you're with us. So now I want to know, what in the world do these edim pay? The Gemara says, don't pay the whole thing, why? V'halo, isn't it? Ben hayom, and we say between today and tomorrow, he might pay ruksuba klomar, meaning to say, ma'ishamu elu. What in the world, what should these edim zomim pay? Im tomar, if you're going to say, kol ha'ksuba, they should pay the whole ksuba. V'halo, but isn't it? Shema yamut, maybe he'll die. O yigarshena hayom, o machar, and he'll divorce you either today or tomorrow. V'sofoli te laksuba. And the end, he'll pay her ksuba. Nimtzu, so it comes out. Shelo hayu mafsidin oto klum. They weren't making him lose anything. So what's the eitzah? How do we figure out how much they would, what their damage is? Omdim, we evaluate kama adam, how much a person rotzei liten miktuvata shel, how much would, according to this, the husband would want to give to sell off this ksuba? Misafik, for any doubt. What's the doubt? She'im netaramela on netkarsha. If either she becomes a widow or they get to, she gets divorced, yitelena lokeach. It comes out that the buyer is going to have to take this whole thing, which means the buyer is going to have to pay the ksuba. V'imetan, if she dies, yirshena bala, her husband will yashin her. V'yafsid ma'otav shenatan, and this guy will end up losing the money that he gave. Now, the Gemara mefarish ma'kav v'chayvlu tana d'matzisin l'ite. The Gemara is going to explain what's the final value that the Tana is saying that he should give. But so we'll stop here. But tomorrow, hopefully, we'll try to let's go. Remember, it could be that Mishnah, the Rashi agrees the other way also. I'm not sure. I'm still looking at it. Yeah, I just saw the other way. Yeah, that's what I'm not sure. I'm